good afternoon. Some of you know me, but for those who don't, my name is Nicola Rendell, and I am a parishioner at St. Matthias and a recent worshipper at the Abbey. Before starting, I would like to thank Jacqueline Cornelia, who helped me curate this exhibition, and Megan and Rob, who've been so enthusiastic in inviting me into the church with my art. It is a great honor for me to show my work in this beautiful sacred space. Somehow, the sanctuary seems the perfect harbor for this work that was born of my personal response to the tragic destruction of one of the world's oldest civilizations. 2 years ago, I was very involved in assisting a Syrian refugee family escape war and move to the safety of Victoria. I was deeply disturbed by the news coming out of Syria and the unbelievable challenges that our sponsored family were coping with living in a war zone. I was torn between my own personal need to document my feelings and a fear of offending and of appearing voyeuristic. I realized that from the comfort and safety of my home in Victoria, I most certainly don't have the right or the knowledge to comment on the despair, devastation, and loss that the victims of this conflict are experiencing. I do, however, feel that as an artist, I have an obligation to bear witness and through my art to record what I perceive is a tragic crime against civilization and humanity. This work took 2 years to complete, during which there were many moments where I lost track of hours as I listened repeatedly to Mozart's and Fauré's Requiem and permitted myself to explore feelings of distress while honoring the history and the humanity and the present reality of the Syrian people. The paintings here, shown in the sanctuary and the chapel, are a labor of love and lament. Now, I say love because of my lifelong love of history and sacred places, as well as a love of the intangible and the mystical. Overlying this love is a soulful lament at the tragedy of war and the cultural destruction of a whole generation. I've called this series Burnt Fabric, using fabric with its millions of threads woven together to form a whole as a metaphor. The pattern may change, the weave loosens or tightens, but so long as the threads are not broken, the fabric remains whole. I believe the very fabric of Syria is being torn apart by war. I hope and pray that out of the brokenness, a new and stronger weave will be woven, one that respects the old patterns, but includes a pattern of tolerance and peace. The central piece here is the first painting of this series and was painted in response to learning of the destruction of the 7th century Umayyad Mosque in Aleppo. This large and very beautiful mosque is one of Syria's oldest and most sacred sites. Tragically, it was deliberately destroyed in a battle between rebel and government forces in April 2013. Nothing is sacred in war. I felt some of the vital core threads of faith, culture, morals, and identity were broken along with the minaret and the beautiful colonnades of this mosque. My painting process attempts to reflect the destruction down upon this sacred space. First, I reverently painted the interior of the mosque. Then I transposed images of the Umayyad minaret and the courtyard on top. Having created something that I felt was beautiful, I then proceeded to destroy it with violence and fire. This process was repeated in most of my paintings, symbolizing the ongoing destruction of the fabric of Syria. This piece up here depicts the destroyed arches of the courtyard of the same mosque. This is one of the few paintings that I showed to my new Syrian friend. I was hesitant to show it to her, not wanting to offend or upset her or bring back unwanted memories. I had attacked this piece with a sharp palette knife and had randomly created a white slash exactly through the center arch. Interestingly, despite the fact that it was slashed and chemically burnt, as she stood in front of it for a long while, silently, she then said to me, "It's so beautiful. It has so much hope." All she saw was that slash of light. I think this brings to mind Leonard Cohen's verse, "There is a crack in everything. That is where the light gets in." Lastly, the painting at the foot of the altar depicts the arrival of a refugee family. It's not our family in particular, it's all families. Our land must seem so strange and challenging to our newcomer friends. I lay this family and all other refugees at the altar and pray for God's compassion and love to help them cope with their losses and adjust and thrive in their new home. I am so honored and happy that my paintings have found a temporary home of safety in this sanctuary, and I invite you to visit the chapel to see some quieter images. I hope my work causes you to pause and reflect. Now, finally, I would like to show a short video of the making of this painting, Umayyad Lost. Amen.